And welcome to another edition of the E-Factor, brought to you by the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce in Frankfort, Indiana, downtown Frankfort, in fact. Of course, we serve all of Clinton County, and if you're looking for a great place to come live, work, or play, it's Clinton County and downtown Frankfort, Indiana, as well. This edition of the E-Factor is very special to me. I've known these folks, this family. When we talk about E-Factor, we talk about engagement. We talk about entrepreneurship. We talk about employment. We talk about entertainment. We talk about all kinds of things. Well, I'm going to include eating as that other E factor. They do all of the above. They do entrepreneurship, they do engagement, they do entertainment, and boy, they do eating very well. And I'm talking about the Shoup Country Foods family. And joining me today, we have a good portion of that family, and Amy, Cindy, Casey, and Morgan, who is in the room with us today. And hey, good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
We got the whole crew. That's great. And sitting in this beautiful room that was it was like on a drawing table there for a while, but now we're sitting at the actual real table. Let's talk a little bit about this whole new project, that your new site first, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the history and how Shoup's has come to be and where we're headed. So, Amy, would you start?
Great. Well, first of all, we're excited to be talking with you. It's nice because we live and breathe this every day, and sometimes people don't actually know what all we do here at Shoup's, and we do wear a lot of different hats. So we're thrilled to be in our new office and warehouse space that's actually located here by our retail store on State Route 39.
And that's just south of Frankfort.
Uh-huh. And actually, we're celebrating our 40th year this year, wow. So we're pretty excited about that. What started as a little butcher shop in Frankfort, Indiana, that my mom and dad started 40 years ago, was a little custom meat shop. And we actually brought in live animals from farmers and packaged those for them. And we had a very, very small retail store to begin with. We actually had one of the old-fashioned cash registers, you know, that you see in all the antique shops. And we had a little, small little chest freezer that we sold a few pieces of meat in. And sometimes when we think we're spinning our wheels, it's kind of exciting to go back and see where we've gone from 40 years ago.
Absolutely. I mean, when you think about the Shoup's story, and you've shared a little bit about that from the meat market, but it was more than that, even that, because it branched out to doing some catering to churches and things like that, pork chop dinners and all mm-hmm. of that now you guys are doing Super Bowl parties.
Yep. Actually, Mom and Dad used to do fairs and festivals even before we owned this processing plant. Them and their friends and local young farmers groups, they would build temporary grills at all the fairs, and you know, they would pour charcoal right down on gravel parking lot, and they would cook hundreds of pork chops. And Dad would actually go down with our seasoning. It wasn't our seasoning then. He would go down with one spice at a time, and finally he decided to mix everything together in a ball canning jar. He poked holes in the lid with a...
And you got the original ball canning jar right here?
We have original. We used to have several of those in our house, in our basement. Mom and Dad used to cut pork chops in our basement when we were kids growing up. We would roller skate in the basement while Dad was cutting pork chops. Sure, it wouldn't pass health code now, so, but...
That sounds like a good restaurant. Skates and shops. You know, chops and skates.
Yep. So anyway, we've grown tremendously. Our retail store now offers everything that all cuts that you get at a grocery store. But people over the years just would ask us, you know, ask my dad, hey, can you cook a whole hog for us, or can you cook chops for us? And so that's how our catering business kind of evolved. We come from a long line of great cooks. Our mom is a great cook. Mm-hmm. Our grandparents were good cooks on both sides. And so that's kind of how the catering started.
We just kept doubling and tripling the recipe.
Yeah.
The more people, you doubled and tripled.
People just thought, you know, if you can do a hog roast, can you do a couple sides? And then, you know, we ended up, they would want us to do their daughter or son's wedding, and it just kind of evolved from
there. We didn't ever know that we would be loading food on the trucks with a forklift, you know.
Our first event that was a large event that we did was for 2,000 people for Eli Lilly over in Lafayette.
When was that? About what time was that?
It was probably about 20 years ago. About 20 years ago.
20 or 25 years ago, maybe.
No, it was probably about 20. But anyway.
I want to see a good sister fight.
Oh, the sisters. Yeah. We always argue. Yeah.
But, you know, we said, yeah, we can do that. Someone came to us who knew us from Clinton County, who worked over there.
Yeah.
And they said, well, it's for 2,000 people. And we were a little freaked out by that number because we had done, you know, 200, 500, you know, maybe 700. But 2,000 was substantial. We did not have a catering truck. We did not have all the equipment you need. But that's the thing about our business and the way we look at things. We tackle things head on, and if someone gives us a challenge, we just do it and we figure out how we're going to do it.
We figure if it can be done, we can then we'll figure out how to do it.
And it was a great success, and that's how we started. We're like, wow, if we can do that, we can keep going. And today we feed over 90,000 people a year.
It's unreal. I mean, when you see the numbers, and we've seen those statistics over the years, it is amazing. And going back to those humble beginnings of the basement and the skates and the chops and pork chops out there on parking lots at churches and fairs and things like that, you also created the product, or your dad created the product, of the seasoning. Mm-hmm. And like we said, in the ball jars. And then that became a big hit, and you guys ended up marketing that, correct?
It was that's our really kind of our first product. Yeah. It was originally a pork chop seasoning.
Yeah.
That's what Dad uses it on. That's what everyone should use on their pork chops. Well, it's evolved into just a multi-purpose seasoning.
Use it on everything.
Anything. Yeah. It's just a replacement for salt and pepper. You know, you can put that in your cabinet. Just set your We always say, just shoop it.
Yeah.
Shoop it up a little bit. Shoop it up a little bit. In our kitchen now, we have wonderful chefs in our kitchen, and we have wonderful staff and catering directors and pack directors, and then we also have our own venue now too, which is Arborwood, which used to be the old country club here in Frankfort. So we have our own venue now too. But I just keep a container, a little shaker of our seasoning on the back of my stove.
Yeah.
And that's just what I use to season things now. And we ship it all over the United States. And recently, we had a label that we loved that had our logo on it. And actually, Mom designed that logo that has the barn and everything on it. Mom actually put that together. That was on our first label about 20 years ago on the sauce and seasoning labels. And it had a black background. And that label really was pretty timeless, and it suited us for a long time. It suited us for about 20 years. But over the last year, we've decided that we wanted to do a redesign and update our labels. So we've spent the last year, also our sister Sherry has joined us on the Shoop Signature products, and we've all worked hard on all the new nutritional information, the ingredient statements, having a new look for our labels. We wanted that look to still contain the hominess and the Shoop logo and the roots that we've always had. But we wanted to give it a new updated look. So I think it has more of an industrial new updated look, but we wanted our customers to be able to recognize it. We didn't want to make our new label so different that people wouldn't know who we were, or even, you know, get away from our roots. We are who we are, and we wanted to keep that intact. We wanted to be very recognizable to our current customers, and as well as give a new look for any new customers that we might have. So we redesigned not only the Shoop seasoning and the barbecue sauce label, but we're getting ready to do a relaunch on our pork burgers, our barbecue. We have a new barbecued rib and our mini hog roast product that we have trademarked. And those are all going to have a new, fresh look to them this year. So we're really excited about those.
I'm looking at the brochures right now, folks, and they're beautiful. Of course, the greatest thing that sticks out to me is the food pictures. Wow. Now, I'm hungry, and I'm on this low-carb thing, so I have to be very careful.
But I can have
all the meat I want.
That's
the great thing about it. I can have plenty of pork chops and bacon and the pork burgers.
And the sauce and seasoning, they're gluten-free. The sauce is made with no high fructose corn syrup. You know, just the good things that your grandma would have used to put together a great barbecue sauce. And of course, the seasoning is also gluten-free and MSG-free, and so it's all natural seasoning. And so we have all those products available here at Shoop's at the country store, but be looking for some of these new items in a grocery store near you. Awesome. So we've been really working on that.
We're excited. You know, Cindy and I, when I first came home to join the family business, which out of Purdue, I worked for Ford Motor Company for about 4 years. So kind of got some corporate perspective to bring back to our family. I've actually been home for 23 years. It's hard to believe that it's that long. But Cindy and I tried this 20 years ago, and I think we were just before our time. Pork wasn't as prevalent for people. People didn't feel as comfortable cooking pork. And, you know, we didn't have the name recognition that we do now that we've built over the years. So we just felt like this is a good time for us to try to relaunch all these products. And what all Clinton County people have enjoyed for years in our store, we're hoping to grow across the state, regionally, and eventually nationally.
Absolutely. What are the when we talk about the E factor and entrepreneurialism, I think about entrepreneurs, your family always comes to mind, and especially you girls, because you lost your dad a few years ago, saddened our community. Tom was a staple in our community for so many years. Your mom has continued. And that could have been a scenario that you guys could have said, you know what, it's been a great run, and we're going to sell what we have and move forward. But instead, you looked at things a little bit differently. The challenge was now, how do we move forward, taking care of our emotions and getting that in check and knowing that we've lost our dad. But how do we take on this new challenge? And now you're considered a minority group, as far, a woman-owned business.
We're a woman-owned business.
Woman-owned business. I never can say that. I always
just,
have to.
Not just at the state level, but also the national level. That's actually what helped us get the Super Bowl. That we do the Super Bowl. We're the catering management team for the Super Bowl every year. We just returned from Minnesota, and this year we're looking forward to warmer weather.
And you continue to bring Minnesota back. I don't understand, because it's just like it's never warmed up since you've come back. I don't know what
next year it's in Atlanta.
Touch on that, I mean, Dad was such a visionary in our business, and and we were really excited. We put his picture and some of his story on all of our products we're rebranding. And, you know, Dad, he was a big picture guy, you know, and he had a vision, and he's given that vision to us. I feel like, you know, he felt like there was nothing that we could not accomplish. Right. And, you know.
And we believed him. And, you know, why not? So he really did instill that spirit into us to not be afraid, to go forward, to don't hit roadblocks. I think that's a problem sometimes today, is that, you know, if someone hits a roadblock, they just say, oh, I can't do that.
It's too hard.
And we're like,
it's too tough.
We never want to say no, and we want to say, why not? Why can't you do that? Let's figure out a way to get it done. But Dad was a big visionary, and we want to continue that vision. And I think he's looking down on us, and he's seeing some of the growth that we've been able to accomplish. And I think it's becoming a lot of what maybe he had in mind, hopefully.
But he was the king of entrepreneur and big vision. He was very instrumental in the development of the pork checkoff program, where producers contribute money after they sell animals to promote pork.
For
he was a
funds.
Huge promoter of pork. We feel like he probably was the inventor of a pork burger.
Yeah.
We have documentation from years.
Never heard of a pork burger until I moved to Frankfort, Indiana.
Right, and it was way before Indiana State Fair sold a pork burger or any groceries or anyone. And Dad's vision was, if we can have a great beef patty that you eat, and you make a wonderful sandwich with all the toppings, why don't we do the same with pork?
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to have seasoning in it. It doesn't have to be a sausage. It doesn't have to be a byproduct. It can be a great product in itself. And that's what makes a great pork burger, is that we're making it out of lean muscle. There's a recipe to our pork burgers. It's not made out of trim.
Or aging product.
It's a product. It's not a byproduct. So just like you would with a ground beef patty, you take the very finest cuts, lean, put them on your grill, and make a big Dagwood sandwich with your fresh sliced tomatoes and onions and lettuce and all your shoop seasoning and your barbecue sauce and condiments to go on it. Of course, I myself like things spicy, so I put a few jalapenos on there or something like that. Why can't you have a vision to do that with a pork burger and think of it just like you would an extra lean ground beef patty, only do it with pork? And as a matter of fact, that's one reason we don't put any seasoning in our pork burgers. If you'll look at our boxes and everything, you'll see that we have the cleanest label ever. In a grocery store, I know a lot of people, and I know myself, I get a little aggravated when I turn over the box, and the ingredient statement is probably maybe, you know, 50 or 100 ingredients in something. Yeah. Okay, you turn over our Shoot pork burger box, we were adamant that they get this. When you look at the Shoot ingredient statement on a Shoot pork burger box, we are really proud that you pull it over and you look at ingredients, it has one ingredient, pork. You know, why do you need, it's a frozen product. Why do you need anything else in it except great lean pork? So that's it.
There are four little letters,
pork. That's the only thing that's in it.
Yeah.
Now, there is something special in the box. Now, and this is separate. And the reason we do not mix our Shoop seasoning in our burger is, number one, it reduces your shelf life if you have seasoning in it. So we like our pork burgers. Number one, you have to cook them frozen. Put them on your grill. But we've included in every new box a seasoning packet that is just enough seasoning to put on all of your pork burgers, because they're just not the same if you don't have the Shoop seasoning on top of your pork burgers. So you got to have the Shoop seasoning. We just don't mix it in.
That's fantastic. I mean, that's a great, because some people, they can't do the seasoning. Maybe there's health issues, but they like the pork burger, you know. So, or maybe they could just use a little. So it's awesome that you're giving that option to folks to do that. So.
And it actually makes everything taste better because our seasoning, it enhances the pork flavor without covering it up. It just gives it that little bit of a kick. But, you know, you really don't want to mix it in, because it would actually act as a curing agent and it would actually change the color of the meat. So we want our pork to stay pork, put a little bit of seasoning on them, cook them frozen on your grill. It's just the juiciest, best burger you'll ever get.
You girls are such purists. I mean, you want to do this thing right. You've done it so well. I mean, you grew up with Tom and Carol. I mean, they were your parents. You grew up in the basement skating, watching them pork.
And we grew up on a hog farm, and we've just been big pork people. We love pork. We think pork is just a great, healthy meat choice. That's the other thing we're proud of on these pork burgers that we're getting ready to launch. You know, only 150 calories in a quarter pounder and only 200 in the one-third pounder. So compared to other items you'll find in the grocery store, it's really the leanest product you'll find, and it's comparable to like boneless skinless chicken breast.
Low carbs, which that's the keto way now. And you guys have been raised in all this, you know this. Now, the next generation is being raised right now. I don't know if Morgan and Jesse are skating in the basement or we're skating in the basement, but they grew up, and you guys have grown up with your parents and understanding the Shoop way. I want to transition a little bit here to next generation. You know, we've gone from the county fairs and church dinners to Super Bowl parties. Mm-hmm. I guess the question I have, Morgan, Jesse, what's next?
What's next? That's a big question, Shane.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Jesse and I also grew up in the family business. Our house was actually here on the property. So when we were younger, we'd go out and bug our employees. I always thought it was super fun to work the retail store. And then
you had a lot of aunts and uncles.
Yes, a lot of people watching us. And then actually, I ended up being a manager of the retail store in my high school days and went away to college, but always had a hand in the business.
Because you both basically have come back. I mean, what has been the biggest attraction for you both to come back and work in the family business? Because, you know, look, families they have their dynamics. You know, you have your ups and downs, you have your days, you have just disagreements. But what's been the most attraction for you?
Family for me is number one. Yeah. I always had a hand in it, even when I moved away to Wisconsin, even helping with online
marketing and our Facebook page. Came home and I wanted to see my family every day. I work with my mom, dad, aunt, grandma, brother, sister-in-law, family trees here. And I think just growing up working with family, we don't know anything else. So there are days where we get on each other's nerves a little bit, but we always come back and resolve it. I mean, I wouldn't know anything different.
Yeah, yeah. Jesse, I've seen you out on the grill many a day.
I mean, when you talk about the E factor and engagement, you're going to see me. I mean, we're third generation, me and Morgan, but also we're known as the Shoop grandkids, and we'll always be the grandkids, even though I'm 32 years old. I'm still the grandkid. So, going back to talking about going to college and gaining that experience and then being a part of a couple of really big companies and then, being able to come back to a company like Shoop's that just, is a special company in its community, it's really special for me that I have the opportunity to come back and build a business that already was a great business before I got here, but to be able to work with my family and build a bigger business, that's something that my grandfather would be proud of us. That's what we thrive and strive for every day, is to make something that grandpa can look down and be proud of, as well as grandma, who still is the backbone of our company.
Still
Carol
watches us.
She watches us every day. We couldn't do it without her. Just something that she can be proud of, as well as she can hopefully someday cut her hours back, but I don't see that happening. But something that she can look at and see that her daughters have done a great job building the company as we, go to expand again, not just with this building, but with our product line. So it's just been a great experience, and it was a no-brainer to come back and be a part of my family's business someday. And that's kind of what the goal was the whole time when you're out, gaining life experiences. What can I bring back to, Frankfort, Indiana, and what can we do to make this company just off the charts? So it's been a really cool experience, and we haven't really mentioned it yet, but the middle sister, Sherry, she's been able to take her big business experience. She worked in the Fishers area for many years, and she's now come back to be part of the family business as well. So we're really lucky to have my Aunt Sherry come back and be a vital part of our new product line. So it's just been a family experience, and there's really nothing I can say that I haven't liked about coming back and working at home.
Well, one of the things about entrepreneurship is that you get to invent your day. You kind of get to invent your style, your company. You get to do that pretty much on a regular basis. What has been the biggest, probably surprise, and this is open for all of you, but I'll start back over here with the young generation of Shoops. What's been the biggest surprise that you think you've seen in Shoop Country Foods?
Overall?
He's giving you hard questions, isn't he?
Gosh.
Well, I'll say for one, coming back from working a nine to five, position into coming back into a family business it's kind of a surprise. When you knew it, you always had a feeling because you were always, on deck to go do a job, but now that you're back in the company, it's 24/7, and my wife doesn't always love it. But that's a surprise. But then also it's been a surprise, the community support since we've opened up our new building. My mom's became the lead tour giver.
Can't imagine that.
Anybody listening, you're more than welcome to come by the office anytime.
Ask for Cindy,
and she will give you the full deluxe.
Everybody else will be shutting their doors.
Yeah, we do.
So that they can get their work done. But Cindy will give you a great tour. So.
But yeah, the community has been awesome and really supportive of everything we've ever done. So. I mean, it's not really a surprise being in Frankfort, but it's just a welcome thing that we love.
Yeah. Well, what about you? Amy and Cindy as the daughters, what's been the biggest surprise?
I think what would be kind of a surprise to a lot of people is, they'll say, you're in Frankfort? you're kind of in the middle of a bunch of cornfields and soybean fields, and you're in the middle of nowhere. But to us, it's really to our advantage. We're in the Midwest, so we can go anywhere. You know, we're not on one coast or the other. We're also more locally as far as our catering goes. We do a lot of corporate catering and a lot of personal catering. Like Amy said, I think we cater to about 90,000 people a year now. But we love our location because within an hour's time, we can be anywhere. Yep. We can be anywhere in Indy. We can be anywhere in Kokomo. We can be anywhere in Lafayette or at Purdue or Crawfordsville, Lebanon. We're in the middle of a wonderful triangle that gives us a great advantage for our country store, for people that want to visit the country store, want to come to Arborwood and see one of our party on the patios, or you know, our team will just load up and go anywhere for the catering.
Whatever the case may be.
That we can take it in the middle of a cornfield if you want to. So we can just really go anywhere. And of course, it's our roots. So we love being here. Couldn't imagine being anywhere else, unless it might be sunny Florida or something like that. You know?
No, you're not taking it to Florida.
No. I'm afraid.
You can visit,
here in Indiana,
but you're staying here.
Yeah,
you're staying here.
Go out for a visit.
Amy, what say you?
I think my biggest surprise is the community support and the lack of knowledge about what we do. You know, every day we get people in here, and Cindy does give them a tour, or, you know, this week we had the department heads from Frankfurt in here.
So we invited them
out. They had not seen our place, and we gave them a little presentation, and it's just so satisfying, I guess, to see people just light up and realize, like, wow, I had no idea what all you guys do, you know, because it's hard to put your finger on what we do because we kind of wear a lot of different hats and we dabble, in a lot of different things. But it's very gratifying to me to see people in our community who are proud of what we're doing.
Yeah. Well, and it what surprises me, I think that most people would have said, well, they're surely going to talk about the Super Bowl. And you've talked a little bit about that, but, you know, that may be the biggest surprise if some people would say, wow, how did you land the Super Bowl? And we talked a little bit about you being a woman-owned business, and that helped. But there was a little more to that. And that when we talk about landing the Super Bowl, you are the official caterer of the NFL Super Bowl party.
We're the food and beverage managers. Yeah. Roger Goodell, who has a party for 10,000 people, hires
That's our party. It is for 10,000 people, the one that we manage.
But the way we did get involved is the Super Bowl the NFL has a wonderful program called the Emerging Business Program. And so as they travel from city to city, they try to bring on restaurants and caterers who are minority or women-owned businesses to give them a lift and give them a leg up. And so that's how we were involved. When the Super Bowl was in Indianapolis, we were selected as one of the 50 restaurants or caterers to provide food for this party.
And the other thing they try to do at this party, it's the official tailgate party for 10,000 people. They want a taste of the area. So when they were in Indiana, they wanted a taste of Indiana. So they selected restaurants and caterers that would best represent the tastes in Indiana.
Right. And so, anyway, we were excited. We really put on a great show for them in Indianapolis. They were impressed with our company and our organization and our managers. They had lost a couple of their key players a couple months before the Indianapolis Super Bowl. So they asked us if we would be willing to help manage not only our employees, but the other 50 restaurants and caterers who were coming in, because it's quite a process. With credentialing and building temporary kitchens and everything we have to do for
them. Working with the health department, we really do a lot of different things for this party because we're, you know, the food experts on that.
But we did a really great job in Indianapolis. When they moved the next Super Bowl to New Orleans, they didn't replace those key players. No. And they thought, you know what, we'll find another company like Shoops to assist us with that. And long story short, a week and a half before Super Bowl, they were really struggling and in trouble. And so they called us down. We flew down Wednesday before Super Bowl Sunday, and we worked night and day and, again, proved ourselves from that. From that point forward, they just hired us as a subcontractor. So we go every year for 2 weeks. We've gone Indianapolis, New Orleans, New York City, Phoenix, San Francisco, Houston, last year Minneapolis, and we've already been contracted for Atlanta next year.
Wow. It's amazing. It truly is amazing. Well, our time is up, and I can't thank you enough, guys, for participating in the E-Factor. I've been wanting and waiting to get out here as the entrepreneurs of our... I mean, you guys are certainly represent entrepreneurship in our community, but you also represent entertainment and engagement, as Jesse said. So many things that you do in our community. We are so grateful to have you here. We're thankful for you. Don't ever go to Florida, and don't ever take the business anyway. Just visit, but a beautiful place. Come out on County or State Road 39, just south of Frankfort. Shoop's Country Foods. You can look them up online at shoopscountryfoods.com, and they have some tremendous products you can buy right online. Now, they'll ship them to you, or if you want to send some great packages, gift packages to relatives all over the world, they'll take care of you. Absolutely.
Just come out to the store, and Amanda, our store manager, will take good care of you. We've got a lot of great Indiana products and our products available right here in our store south of Frankfort on State Road 39.
Tom and Carol, certainly proud of you. Absolutely. As I'm looking at Tom's picture on the product. So great, great, great way to conclude the show. Hey, don't forget, you may be the hope for somebody else. You may just be the encouragement in someone else's life. Go out and make it a great day. Thank you.